Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, 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 my all-in listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy. We are brought to you by Bashani Radio out of New York City, and they're always talking about everything, and that's why we are a match made in heaven, because at All In, we are talking about everything too. I wanted to take just some time out to connect with you guys. And we don't have a guest today because I just want to speak from the heart and let you guys know a little bit about what's going on in my world and my heart. So I am making this episode titled A Work in Progress because it's about being authentic and it's about being truthful. And right now I'm in that season of my life where it is truly a work in progress. I have so many amazing things going on in my life, but have you ever been in a season where you are going through so many different changes just as a person, and you have all of these maybe things set before you, opportunities, challenges, new beginnings, chapters closing, you know, all these different things on the horizon, and you can't quite put your finger on prioritizing what to do first, how to really truly hear, you know, your heart and hear your inner self to decide which path is the right one to choose right now. Well, that's where I'm at. And I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about that because I think it's about being honest about, you know, we go in those seasons where I don't want to say it's a funk, but it's just kind of one of those waiting periods. And I don't know about you guys, but I am not great in the waiting periods. And I take such inspiration out of each guest that comes on All In and shares their struggles and their trials and tribulations they've been through, or just whatever seasons they're in right now. And I'm able to motivate and inspire myself. So I hope that you guys are all able to do that as well. And just to, you know, get in a little bit deeper on this weird work in progress season that I'm in is, you know, I think our world, our country, you know, all these things that we're kind of facing right now, all these uncertainties and this pandemic, you know, plays a part on everybody. I think everyone's psyche. I've said that before. And then you incorporate that with all the roles that we play, whether it's the role of an entrepreneurship, whether it's the role of being a mom, whether it's the role of being a dad, just being a parent, being a spouse, being a partner, relationships that we go through, all of these, you know, opportunities that are set forth, being, you know, when you're an entrepreneur or you're working and maybe you're looking at a promotion, or maybe you've lost a job and you're just trying to figure out what's next. Maybe you're on a spiritual path that you're trying to kind of find yourself and figure out the deeper meaning of life, how to be all in and how to be present in your everyday life. I find that I pull from resources to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And I'm not talking about huge milestones here, people. I am talking about maybe Monday to a Tuesday. And maybe sometimes it's a little deeper than that. Maybe it is going, you know, from one opportunity to the next and figuring out, you know, what is the plan and purpose for your life in that season, and for your marriage in that season, and for your education, for your work-life balance, for your career, for your parenting, all of the different things, your golf game, whatever it might be. And I think a big thing is this way we complain, right? Negative self-talk. And I have realized that even though I am a person that kind of always wants to stay positive, I'm not so nice to myself. You know, I do have those negative thoughts. I do have those complaining issues. And then I allow like the negative world, like the news sources or other people's beliefs or all these things to kind of lean in on my brainwaves and the way that I'm thinking and living and doing life. And I am fortunate enough to have a lot of different things at my disposal. And I have a good friend of mine, Courtney Fitzpatrick, and she has a yoga studio here in Michigan called Vera Pose Yoga. And she has done this awesome 21-day fast commitment. And it's a 21-day fast, not from eating, because in this season of my life, I would fail at that. But it's to refrain from complaining. And it's an opportunity to figure out how to bring more energy, more joy, and more abundance into your life. So I wanted to share this with you because I have started today. Actually, I started yesterday and I had to restart again, which is okay. I forgave myself. And, you know, because you're reprogramming the way that you're thinking. And I am starting this today and I wanted to give my all-in listeners, my A1 tribe, a chance to partake in this. If you'd like to, you know, get in on this, you can reach out to me at allinwithsav@gmail.com. And I can send you the commitment letter that she has shared with me, as well as this 21-day calendar that allows you to kind of track yourself and be accountable to yourself. I do want to read the commitment letter to you guys because I think it is so awesome and just a good way to be accountable to yourself, to in the season, to reprogram some of the negativity that we have going on. And in this cycle that I am in, this very true work in progress season of my life, this is something that I think will be beneficial and will help me stay in the mind space, even when, you know, there's just days that I just can't get out of my own head. So the 21-day fast commitment goes as follows. 1, I will refrain from complaining to others and myself. I will not partake in any negative self-talk. I will not criticize others or myself. I will make an extra effort to notice when others, news sources included, are leaning negative and refrain as best I can. If and when I'm not successful with numbers 1 through 4, I will forgive myself and start over, knowing that I will complete this challenge in my own perfect time. So that's it, people, all in your own perfect time. It's not about how many times you restart. It's not about how many times you have to forgive yourself. It's about being intentional, and you can do anything, and you could actually reprogram the way that you think and probably add a lot of joy and abundance and positive thinking and energy into your life by just doing something as small as making a 21-day commitment to yourself. You can make this a family effort. You can make this a workplace effort. You can make this a group of friends, a book club effort, anything that you think would help you be successful. I have started it, and you know, I'm trying to rally in my family and my nieces, and I'm now coming to you guys to see if you want to take this journey with me. So let me know if you'd like me to send you the calendar and this commitment letter, and I would love to hear feedback on this. Again, you can email me with 21-day commitment at allinwithsav@gmail.com, and I'll keep you guys updated on my progress, how many times I have to restart, because I've already had to restart once and I've only was doing it for one day. But I'm just excited. I'm looking for tools to help me through this season in my life where, you know, I feel a little bit lost. I feel so fortunate because I do feel like for me, God is a huge factor. And I feel like God has put so many things in my path right now. And I'm just figuring out or trying to figure out the best I can on how to prioritize, what to say yes to, what to say no to, how to do that with conviction and confidence. And it's, you know, a struggle sometimes. And I need to be graceful with myself and I need to be honest with myself and just try the best I can. So again, 21-day commitment on no complaining, not partaking in negative self-talk, not criticizing others or myself, and not trying to let other negativity creep into my day if I can help it. With that, I am going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, my all-in listeners. Thank you so much for allowing me to have the honor to come to you guys and talk with you today about being a work in progress. In the first half of this podcast, I told you guys a little bit about this 21-day commitment to fasting from complaining and negativity. I was lucky enough to have a friend of mine, Courtney Fitzpatrick. She has veriposeyoga.com. That's veriposeyoga.com. And she's got so many resources and so many things available to start to grow and change your mind. But she came up with this commitment for a 21-day fast from complaining. And I loved it. And I am all in on it. So I have offered that up to you guys to see if maybe you guys need to take a minute to change the way you think and reprogram and kind of do a reset. And so I challenge you to come on board with me on this. And I started yesterday. I failed yesterday and had to start over again today because I am a work in progress. Now, the second half of this, I just want to be real and honest and raw with you guys. I'm so humbled by my listeners, by my guests, and how much they open themselves and their hearts up. And lately, I have just been in a very difficult season, and I can't say that it's been anything in particular. I have so many blessings, so much abundance, so many beautiful things happening. And for the most part, my family is healthy and I wake up every day and I'm able to, you know, pay my bills and do the things that, you know, give me passion and purpose. But something has just been stirring in me and it has been an interesting thing to reflect and to just kind of even muster up sometimes the courage or the thoughts or the words to do the podcast. I have so many guests that have amazing stories and these different things that they pull from. And I truly am a listener myself. I love motivation. I love inspiration. I love people speaking into other people's lives because I believe that's how we grow. And I believe that's how we change and we develop and we're accountable. But it's been a tough one for me. And, you know, we're coming up on the holiday season right now. And I'm just trying to be in that mindset of being thankful and, you know, what 2020 has been. I know 2020 has been just a shit year. Okay, people. But there's been a lot of really great things that have happened too. This podcast launched and we have listeners, and I believe people's lives are being touched. Our guests have grown through their testimony, and my children have grown, and we've had family time that maybe we wouldn't have had prior. I've been able to, you know, be there a little bit more for my grandmother who lives with us, and I help kind of manage, you know, her care. And we brought in a new puppy to the family. So there's all of these things that are so positive. But also with that, there's some new things on the horizon, being an entrepreneur, having some business opportunities to say yes to say no to, having some passion projects to collaborate with some amazing people, and just leaning into really God and the universe and trying to figure out, what does that look like for me? What does that feel like for me? How to say yes, how to say no, how to be present, how to be all in. And sometimes I put such pressure on myself and I feel like I'm laying in bed. It's like hard to get up. I will be honest, I have struggled with depression my entire life, and it has been something I have been able to manage over the last 3 years without medications, and just trying to do natural approach and just trying to really focus in on my faith and my community and my fellowship, my family, my positivity, passion. And it's hard. It is it's a hard, you know, thing to overcome. It's a hard thing to be honest about, especially with social media. And I say all the time, I love social media for the things that it does. It allows us so much connections at our fingertips. It allows us to see our friends and family that we can't be around all the time grow and see what's happening in their lives. It allows people with businesses and small businesses to reach audiences and customers and clients that they never thought possible. But at the same time, I think it also creates this facade of wanting to be picture perfect, Facebook profile ready all the time, that everything's rainbows and kittens. And that is just not reality. That is just not life. We all have struggles. We all have bad days, but it's about not letting those days define us and being okay to not be Facebook ready all the time, being okay to not be okay and be able to verbalize that and say it and reach out to your sphere and allow them to be there for you. Allow them to see you for who you really are and whatever season you're going through. Because we're not perfect. We're imperfectly perfect. And we all go through times, even the most successful people, the people that you see like everything's perfect. That's not the case. And so I'm just here to share with you that I'm going in and through and in the thick of one of those tough seasons. But I, along with some great tools like this 21-day commitment to fast of complaining and negativity and negative self-talk, I believe that will help reset my mind, as well as the guests that are coming up over the next month. People, they are full of great knowledge, takeaways, application, just motivation and inspiration. And I look forward to having those in my weekly regimen, as well as just really taking some time to not kind of make knee-jerk reactions. If something doesn't feel 100% like a yes or like a hell no, then I'm going to sit in it and I'm going to think on it. I'm going to pray on it. I'm really bad at meditating, but I'm going to try to meditate on it. And I'm just going to try to give myself a minute and be okay and be honest. And I think that's all in. So thank you so much for letting me talk with you guys and be a little real about where I'm at and the season I'm in. And, you know, some days I feel like I failed. Some days I feel like I succeeded. Some days I feel like I did both. But that's just being authentic and that's being real. I care truly about each and every one of you. And I hope we continue to grow as the all-in tribe I know we are. And we continue to motivate and we continue to inspire one another. Everyone has a story. And everyone's story should be heard. What's your story? What season are you in? We've been all in, and I'm all out. I'll be checking back with you guys to see how your 21-day challenge is going.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.